Go back a lot of years now to 1985, the Final Four tournament at RUP turned out to be a pivotal event for your business, for Hammond Communications. Can you tell us a little bit about that and where you are with that today?
Sure, absolutely. As a matter of fact, it's still the foundation business on our broadcast video side, our traditional video production side. In 1985, Jim Host of Host Communications, who was deeply involved with the NCAA at that time and responsible for a lot of their branding and marketing efforts, asked us if we would come in and provide pool press feed, whereby our cameras were the only ones that would be shooting the press conferences, and we would feed those signals of the press conference up onto a satellite to local affiliates around the country, as well as in the press conference room itself, where media, electronic media attending could grab that signal and record it. To have four nationally recognized teams in one place and all the media attention would cause chaos, and everybody wants to bring their own lights and their microphones and such. So we cleaned up that process, and for not a lot of money at the time, lo and behold, 30 years later, we're not only doing the Final Four, but the Women's Final Four and the Men's Regionals and the first and second rounds, and we're involved in 19 sites over a three-week period just for the NCAA.
Is traditional broadcast television losing ground these days to live streaming over the internet?
You know, you'd have to think so, because the capability nowadays of the live stream is such that the quality is remarkable. The convenience is very easy. I was having this discussion the other day with my wife and said, you know, if it wasn't for sports, live sports, ESPN or NFL and such, I really don't need cable television.
Is it heading to the point where about all we're going to need the cable for is internet access to access those services?
I believe it is, and it may not be in the next 5 or 10 years, but it can't be much further than that. It's just the way it's happening, and there is good quality programs coming out of these companies like Amazon and like Netflix. I mean, my wife was laid up recently, and we spent two nights just binging on a show called House of Cards on Netflix, because it was the thing to do. And it's, like I said, it's inexpensive, it's high quality, and it's very convenient with my little Google Chromecast. It allows me to bypass all the other stuff except internet.
We are analog people in a very digital world, and it's always fascinating to me to be around millennials and younger, late 20-somethings, early 30, and younger today, who are a digital world.
Absolutely.
Have any of those on your staff, and what's your experience with that generational thing?
Well, it's all been very positive. I've always made a point to hire folks that I know are smarter than I am. And I've probably learned more from my employees than I have from any other source over the years. You know, experience is the greatest teacher. But some of these young folks that come in truly understand the internet, the way it's supposed to work, and how computers are functioning and why this won't work with that. I'm way beyond that point with my technical learning curve. And so to surround myself with those younger folks that are growing up and have grown up in the digital world is probably the thing that has saved our company.